the League of Women Voters has a website called vote411.org that is a nonpartisan voter guide that is actually nationwide. So nationwide elections are on this vote411.org guide that voters can access information on what's going to be on their ballot. And for Michigan, in this case, it'll be the primary August 4th ballot. They can enter in their address information and find out exactly what's going to be on there, any kind of proposals, any kind of candidate races, so they can see who's on there. And the really great thing about Vote411 is, in addition to seeing who's on there, we provide the opportunity for competitive races to submit answers to a variety of questions, so voters can actually compare and contrast the answers that candidates give on important questions to the offices that they're running for.
Tell me a little bit about why this has been put together. How is this part of the mission of your organization?
Well, the League of Women Voters is dedicated to providing nonpartisan information to voters across the country in order to educate them so that they can make an informed decision when they go to the voting booth. So often you go in there and you look on the ballot and you think, wow, now who is this person? And, well, do I recognize this name? And if we really want to make good choices and make choices that fit with our personal values, then it's important to know ahead of time who's going to be on the ballot and know a little bit about them. And so this voter guide is one way to do that. The league also holds candidate forums very often for competitive races so that individuals can actually see and meet candidates and ask questions. We often hold educational forums based on proposals or millages or things that are going to be on the ballot. So it's our goal to create an informed citizen so that they feel confident and comfortable when they go in to vote.
Talking with Darlene Allen, who is president of the League of Women Voters of Marquette County. Darlene, the organization has had its evolution since you started up. You were affiliated originally with a group out of Delta County. Now you have a standalone autonomy with Marquette County. Tell me a little bit about the local organization and how folks can get involved.
Sure. Yes, it was a great accomplishment. We appreciated the direction and advice as we went through each step of the process from Delta County to our state league. But we really are excited to be an independent league. We provide our voter services to the entire Marquette County area, and we are responsible for doing our best to reach out to all of the areas with this information. We have a membership that has actually been growing over time. We're now at 94 members. We're kind of hoping we get to 100 for our 100th anniversary of the league and the centennial for women earning the right to vote. But right now we're at 94 strong, and members are involved in voter registration activities, helping with candidate forums, doing educational forums, all sorts of things that have to do with making democracy work better. We're having a little bit of difficult time right now because of COVID-19 and not being able to get out there and be face-to-face with folks, but we're doing our best that we can through other means, like being on the radio and having an online voter guide so that people can access it right from home.
Well, that's kind of what this whole conversation is about, is again, this voter guide, and again, the information about that is what?
The voter guide can be accessed online at vote411.org. Folks go right in, enter in their address, and it pulls up their specific information for the election that they will be seeing on August 4th. Gives them information about their ballot, so they can check that out and get informed to vote.